Om Shanti.
Om. Today is just Om. Just a little background. This is the topic for the season, and every group is going through that topic. So it's Om to Om Shanti. So it's, if you go to Global Office, just in front of Global Office, there is a sheet there. So the process is there. And it's a process of many steps. And the first step is the Om. So that's what we are going to talk now. But how will be the class? First translation, okay? Yeah? Tamil, French, Korean, everyone okay? Fine. Portuguese, Spanish, okay, Russian. So first I would like to help you with some visualization. Then I'll work the class around three questions. And I'll ask you to raise your hand, so hope you are not stiff there, so you can just do it. And first of all, I want each one of us to go on a journey inside our mind. Can you do that? Just relax, detach from your mobile phone. If you don't have it, switch it off, please do it so now. Okay, just, yeah, it will be helpful. Detach from your seat, from the people around you. Just relax. And let's travel to the past century. '36, '37. Can you see yourself there? Can I see myself among people in a big house? Can I see Brahma Baba there? Can I see the light shining through his eyes, through his forehead? Can I feel the moment, that magical moment, when God came? Came and came so many times. Those first steps into a new world. And can you hear? Can you hear the sound? Now, let me go forward, let me bring to another time. One time I entered a place in this life, in this present body. One time I went to a place and I heard someone saying something, a class, a lecture. Or maybe I just saw a picture somewhere. Perhaps I just checked the internet and that was there. something different. And I felt magic. There was magic. I felt God find me. Just as He found Brahma Baba in the 30s, He also found me. Can I feel it? Can I remember that experience of magic? Now, let me jump many years ahead, or few years ahead, 2018. Now, here, in this hall, Gansarovar. Can I feel the magic that God is here somehow? Subtly, He's welcoming me. He's touching me. Can you feel the energy changing in the hall? Yes? When I came into this knowledge, it was the beginning of the 80s. It was the disco time. I was still, I guess I was a teenager still. I was looking not for something spiritual. I was just looking for escape from the reality I was experiencing. And then I came to that house, a very beautiful house. It was wonderful. Candida from Brazil, I think she's the only one who has seen that house beside me. And it was beautiful. But it was not the house that was beautiful. The house doesn't even exist anymore. It's a building now. So it was put it down. But the energy, the vibration. And it was close to the 18th of January. So the sisters, they were rehearsing a dance. Now I know they were not good dancers. But at that time, I was amazed. It was so beautiful. And when the song was playing just now, and this was one of the first songs I heard, the song was saying that you could see love shining through their eyes. And many years later, I could recognize that that was the feeling I had. I could see love from those souls. Because you know, sometimes I feel I wasn't supposed to be here, really. I came with a couple of friends, and they were much more interesting than me. They should be here, not me. But I guess I was the only one who was able to really see that love that was shining through the eyes. And that's the Om. That's the beginning. That's the beginning of everything. That's how everything starts. It doesn't start through really a course. It doesn't start when you know you are a soul, or God is a point of light, or when you receive the first toli, which at present very complicated, because when you receive your first toli, you have to ask, does it have milk? Does it have gluten? Is it low carb or high carb? I mean, it's quite complicated nowadays. No, it happened when there was a click inside the self, when there was that connection, that Om, that sound, which is very deep and very natural. And the reality is, when we walk through this spiritual path, along the way, we forget. We forget that magic. We forget that love shining through the eyes. Because those same eyes that I saw, and the I saw the love shining through that, those same eyes, I saw tears later. Or I saw that person angry with me, you know, reproach me for something. I didn't have a good experience with those people anymore. Oh, things happen. I lose my job. Someone I love so much dies. My favorite sport team, football team, whatever, lose, you know. Or I come to Maduban and they put me in a room and I don't like this room. And then I forget that Om. And when I forget that Om, how can I say Om Shanti without saying Om? How can I really experience what I am without being what I am? Because that's the essence of that Om. So my first question, remember, three questions? My first question is, how many of us here is able to remember that magic from the beginning when you came into this knowledge? Let's raise the hand and let's wait for the translation to go on. Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. Great. Because, you know, the process we are in, the process we are doing, the process we are going on, it's a long journey. It's a very long road. Okay? And on the way, many things happen, and you forget that. But as soon as you remember that magic happens again. Because that magic we experienced is still around us. It's all the time present. It's as far as my thought go. You know, every time I don't remember much about the time when I came to Gyan. But every time I try to remind myself how great this life is, how great things are. And you know what? Every time I remind myself how great things are, they become great. They turn wonderful, in fact. They are beautiful again. Because it all depends on how I see the reality around me. And the reality around me can be very dangerous, very bad, or very attractive and interesting. It all depends on the way I deal with reality. For instance, do you know avocado? Yes, that's not one of the three questions. But you know avocado, right? Yeah, okay. So, I was born in Brazil. In Brazil, what we do with avocado? We take the avocado, we take the pulp, the part, the inside, we put on a grinder, yes. We put milk, sugar, and we eat with sugar. Then I went to live into another country. And I went to eat a salad. And there was an avocado in my salad. Oh my, come on, what's this? This is not natural. So I had to learn to eat avocado in a different way. With salt, lemon, vinegar, olive oil, a little bit. It's very tasty. Reality is like an avocado. Some people, they like it sweet. So if you give an avocado with salt, they refuse. They don't like it. It's not nice. Some people, they like it with salt. If you give them with sweet, they'll be very disappointed. I remember one sister from Spain, she went to Brazil, and we have a big avocado like this size. So she saw that avocado, and she was already thinking about what to do with that avocado. She was planning in her mind. That was Wednesday. Do you know what Thursday is? Bog day. So that avocado was the bog. So of course, when she learned that she ate the avocado sweet, she was very upset. And especially she was disappointed she couldn't have it as a salad. And in life, that happens all the time. You always see a better room than yours in Gyan Sarovar or Pandavabhavan. In fact, if you are in Gyan Sarovar, you probably think, oh, how good it would be to be in Pandavabhavan. If you are in Pandavabhavan, how many things you are missing from Gyan Sarovar? But the avocado is. It doesn't have really a taste. It's just plain. You are the one who gives the taste. You are the one who starts the whole process of your life. And one day Baba came and he started it for us. I'm sure he put some sugar in the avocado or something like that. So he started the process for us. And the Om is a symbol, is like saying, this is the beginning of a long journey. And at the beginning of that journey, you have to make it good. Because if you are preparing the avocado and you put the wrong ingredients, it won't taste nice. One brother from Australia, he came to Brazil. He was also crazy because of the avocados there. So he decided to cook the avocado in an oven. It tasted like rubber. And he was pretty disappointed also that happened. So sometimes you have to check on how I did begin my spiritual process. And really, to listen to another Brahmin, just yesterday I was listening to another Brahmin telling his story on how he came to Gyan, how he came to live in Madhuban. And it's like a fairy tale. And the beautiful thing, it's not a fairy tale really, it's reality. It really happened. That magical story, those impossible things, they did happen. And we are here. So the second question is, this time you don't need to raise your hand, but what does it matter now? I mean, I'm 35 years later. After that day, I came into that house. In fact, the person who gave me the course, he's not even around anymore. So what does it matter, that process, that beginning of life, that magic? The thing is, in Brahmin life, and in fact in any spiritual path, we keep on starting new processes. You know, it's like a journey. So, for instance, tomorrow I'm traveling. I'm going to a small town called Gulbarga. So I have to leave from here. And because I'm a brother, I have to go to Pandavabhavan to collect some sisters there. So there, we go to Shantivan to collect another sister there. Then we go to Ahmedabad to fetch the plane. And the plane will go to Hyderabad. We spend the night there. Then they will take us on a sightseeing. And 2 days later, we'll go by car to Gulbarga. So to reach from here to Gulbarga, I have to go through many different processes. many different aspects. Some of this process will be very nice. Others will be boring. Others will be exhausting. But again, it's the avocado of your life. You can put sugar, you can put salt. But you are the one who gives the taste. It can be a wonderful adventure. It can be the funniest thing in your life. It can be the most horrible. It all depends on you. But each step is in your hands, is in my hands, to give the taste. At every step on our Brahmin life, we have a om, we have a startup. We have a moment where we are starting something different. Let's say someone came to Gyan Sarovar, and I hope everyone has come with some aim in mind, some objectives to feel. Okay, you don't need to have a 360 degrees assessment or doing something very complicated, mind mapping or anything like that. But it's important that every one of us, each one of us who came here, who did this trip to here, we came with something substantial, something important. And then we make a decision. Okay, from tomorrow, my Amriti Vela will be like this quality. From tomorrow, my Amriti Vela will give me this or that experience. That new process I am starting, it starts with the simplicity of the Om. It starts with just one thought, just the beginning. And then I'll sit tomorrow for Amriti Vela, and probably my thoughts will go to other places. It's possible that my thoughts will go there or there, or my hand will go there or there. You know, that happens also, unfortunately. Okay? Or the head of the person who is meditating by my side is doing this, which is probably worse. So, that may happen. But the next day, I'll get that experience I want. Then 3 days more, I won't get. And I'll even forget. And then I'll get again. And that will be the process until one point where you reach the end of your journey. And you reach the Om Shanti. You reach the accomplishment. Now, Baba was talking in the Muli of Sunday. That was yesterday, right? Yeah. So the translation was success. But in fact, the word in Hindi was Siddhi. And that means something more than success. Like an accomplishment that I'm getting. Om Shanti is that accomplishment, but all starts from Om. And if you want to improve the process, you have many ways. Normal way, we all do, trial and error. So I did Amriti Vela, it didn't work. I slept all the time, my mind was confusing. So I correct myself, I drink 2 chai instead of 1, I take a shower before Amriti Vela. Or Dadi Janki used to say, she used to wash clothes before Amriti Vela. So I do something. Next day, I'm even more exhausted. I don't know why. And then, but one day, I'll get it. But the other way is to perfect the Om. To start in a better way. What does it matter, the Om? Because the beginning will affect the whole life. Even now, many years later, I see many mistakes in my life. I check myself quite often. I see many errors I do. And all these errors and mistakes I can trace to the beginning of my spiritual journey. Those are the things I didn't give so much importance. I didn't think they will be influence my life. And they are. They are still influence my life. So, I can do now, at this moment, if I'm starting a new process, I can check, how is my first step? How is this? Because you have to live the rest of your life with whatever we do. You know? Karma law, whatever you do generates a karma, and that will come with you forever, okay? Until it gets settled. Even in terms of biology, whatever you ate when you were 7 years old, this is still influencing you. It's still there somewhere, somehow. Everything is there. Everything goes along. So my question for myself is how to correct something in the past. Okay, I cannot. But what I can do is to correct, turning that into a new process and beginning a new journey, a new spiritual journey for myself, reinventing myself. You know, the world nowadays, people are trying to reinvent themselves all the time. They're always changing their hairstyle. They're always changing the taste for music. There are fashions everywhere, okay? And Brahmins also. There are Brahmin fashions too. No? There are sometimes we pay attention to the traffic control. There are other times people say, oh no, traffic control, I don't like it. I really don't appreciate it. And it's like the whole Brahmin culture goes through that. There was a time that every Brahmin used to go to the village to do shopping. That was a fashion. Nowadays, not many. They are complaining, by the way. There are times we like banana, other times we like pomegranate. I mean, there is always a fashion that we have here in Gansarovar, in Pandavavan, or wherever we go. But those fashions, they pass, they go, they flow away. However, if I take this moment, and this moment is extremely precious for me. So if I take this moment in my life, and it's not a fashion, it's not something superficial, but I take it. And you can do that in your mind right now, or you can write. And I really think about the new process I am starting with this trip to Madhuban. Or maybe it's not this trip. Maybe something you start 6 months ago. That's fine. Anyhow, this process I'm starting. What's the real beginning? What's the quality I want that to be? Because I tell you, when you take care of that with that quality, wow, the rest of your journey is really, really amazing. I just did a very long trip now to Madhuban. It was very long. And I am in a medical treatment. This is why some of you who knew me, you probably realize my kurtas are a little loose now. So I was a little concerned about my trip. From Baba's house in Bogota, the city where I live, to Ahmedabad, it was 48 hours. Okay, 47. I made the numbers, I calculate. And I didn't go to any center, anywhere. At that day, in Amritivela, I really did a special effort. I really thought this trip should be special, should be really wonderful. Because I was not supposed to come, in fact. I came already in October, so I said, I'm not coming again. So if I'm coming here, if I'm taking 48 hours to reach here, and it will be the same time to go back, So it has to be special. And you know the funny thing? When I arrive in Madhuban, then I realize, wow, I traveled more than 48 hours. No, to arrive to Madhuban was even more than that. And I didn't feel. It was like I was living in Abu Dhabi, you know, or Dubai, just 5 hours. Because I really did, I made that effort for that little process in my journey. That because that will start something big for me. It has to be good. And it was good. And it's still wonderful. It's beautiful. So I would like each one of us to think deeply. What's the quality? How do you want this journey to be? And I tell you, if you think deeply and you work on that, it will be like that. Oh, you cannot avoid the problems on the way. You cannot prevent the situations that will happen. Just now, one brother who is coming to Madhuban, he was supposed to arrive tomorrow morning here, but his flight was taking, you know, had some mechanical problems. And so he was able to go to London, and he didn't go to London, I think, ever. So he sent the pictures of Baba's house, he sent pictures of everywhere. He was so happy. So even so it's an obstacle, even so it's a problem, it would be great. Because you are starting with a good thought. And there is a metaphor I use a lot in my life, in my spiritual life. That everything we do is a seed. So, okay, it's not a new metaphor, I know. So it's easy. So you can think everything as a seed. So my stay in Madhuban is a seed. And my relationship with someone else, the way I'm dealing with that person, is a seed I'm sowing. Or my new job, that's a seed I'm sowing. My new sickness. Now I have a new pain here. So that's a seed I'm sowing. The way I'm handled. Not the pain. Okay? But the way I'm handling is a seed I'm sowing. And that seed will grow and will expand and expand, expand, expand until it gives you the fruit. And in that fruit, there are more seeds. Normally, many more. Or at least you have more fruit. And again, you start a new journey from that process. So if you are plant, if you are tree of the process, whatever process you are in, home, is well cared. So that will come the fruit you like more, most. And then you can use that fruit to give you more fruit and more fruit and more fruit. And that process will help you to have more experiences, more experiences, more experiences. Because the other way around is also true. When you start things with a bad face, you know a bad face? You know? Like a Monday face, you know, when people go to work because they are obliged to go to work. They really don't want to be there, right? So you know, that face that it's like you are eating broccoli, you know, it's very bitter and the taste is like, you know. So you are eating that. And if you are starting a process with that face, if you come to Madhuban and you feel you are crashed, you are destroyed, your muscles are all, you know, you are hurting everywhere. And they put me in a room. And that person probably has some relation with a bear, you know, because of the sounds they produce in the night. And you know, and I have to wash my clothes. And they used all the buckets. There is no buckets there for me to wash. So I'm starting a new process, but I'm sowing a bad seed. So how do you think what will happen with that tree? Maybe to give fruit, and it does give, but it won't be that tasty, you know. And even so, it's tasty. Your mouth is bitter, so you cannot take. For instance, there is something I can't eat, and I like it, beetroot, because it's too sweet. But I can't eat anymore, so I can eat just a little piece, because my mouth, or my body, no, refuses something I like, but I can't. So even so it's sweet, you won't be able to taste it. So it's really important to take a moment and to go into the om of your new process. Because when you go into the om of your new process, you go into the seed. And you know what? The experience you have at the beginning is also the experience you have at the end. That's something when I came to knowledge, I was talking about fashion in Brahmi life. There are also some points of knowledge which are the fashion of the moment. Everybody's talking about that. So that was one point we used to talk a lot in the family I was growing up. No, BK family. It was the point where Baba used to say, at the end, you will experience the same things of the beginning. So at the end, you have the same experience at the beginning. And it was really interesting to think how it will happen. So at the beginning, for instance, there was defamation of the Yagya. So at the end also there will be defamation. But on the good side, at the beginning there was this magic all over. No, that music is so beautiful. And talks about that magic that was all over the place. That magic that has been able to sustain our very young Daddy Junkie, no, just 102. So for so many years, more than 8 years. And she's living out of those seeds that happened and right at the beginning of her spiritual journey. And that magic is also happening at the end. Right now it's happening all over the place. You can take any Brahmin, you can go to the dining hall, sit with anyone, someone you don't know. Ask them, how did you come to Gyan? And you listen to that magic. And you listen a fairy tale. But you listen to a fairy tale that really happened. And it's wonderful. So it's very important to take care of that seed, because at the end you have to eat again from that seed. At the end you are going to experience that also. Because from on, one day we are going to reach Om Shanti. One day, as a big family, we are going to reach Om Shanti. One day, as a person, I'm going to reach that stage of Om Shanti with the accomplishment. Now, even in terms of sound, Om sounds a bit Om. But when you say Om Shanti, look, now it sounds much better. It's like a sound that makes the reality different. So we are going through a process, and we are going from a beginning to an end, and that end, it will be the Om Shanti. At that end, Baba says, victory is there. Victory is waiting for me there. But after that victory, again it's Om. Because again, I'm going to start a new process. In terms of a Brahmin, I'll go to Parandam and again I will start a new process. I'm going to start a new cycle. I understood the cycle very well when I came to Gyan. But it was very difficult for me to understand I have to start all this all over again. Come on, I mean, why? you know. But it's a new process. From Om Shanti, I'm going back to Om. I'm going back to be that soul, bodiless, totally bodiless, incorporeal, nothing, no trace of any name, no language there, wonderful. Nothing, no need to eat. You don't need to take a plane to come, to go. You are, just you are. And then one day, I'm going to golden age and go all over the process again. But right now, maybe I am in the Om, maybe I am in the Om Sh, still, maybe I am in the Om Shun, you know? Maybe I didn't get the Om Shanti. And our process, if you don't work from the beginning, it will be like Om, Oms, Om Sh, Oms, Om, Om Shan, Om. You know, it will turn like that. Because that's how it works. But at the end, the experience will be the same. There will be a moment, there will be a time in our Brahmi life where we feel totally disinterest for anything, just like the beginning of the yajna. There will be a moment where each one of us will be like a daddy or dada, will be a soul full of wisdom, full of treasures, donating tirelessly, endlessly to anyone who comes in front of you and to anyone who doesn't come in front of you. That point, I will feel the same magic I felt in the beginning. The same magic that pulled me here and convinced me to be a Brahmi, to be in this journey. So at the end, that's waiting for me. But the end won't come. The end, I'm creating it. Every step, every time I smile to someone who doesn't smile ever, every time I say a word of love, of sweetness, every time I show courage in face of bad situations, every time I accept reality, I embrace it, I love it. Every time I behave as Baba was talking in the Muli today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, yesterday, 3 days ago, 10 years ago. Every day I do that, what I'm doing is I'm developing the Om a little more. I'm developing the seed a bit more, a bit more. So my third and last question for you all is, how do I see the end of this process I'm starting? And I'm not talking about a dream or desire, no, because all of us, we desire to leave Madhuban floating. Do you remember, many of you who are from my generation, maybe you remember The Flying Nun? It was a very famous TV show, and if you don't remember, you can go to YouTube and Flying Nun. And it's a very sweet, extremely innocent way, but it was a nun that used to fly. So sometimes I used to feel leaving Madhuban, I had to live like The Flying Nun, you know, and just fly. And then you jump into a taxi that goes bumping all over the place and it doesn't work. So I'm not talking about the dream or desire. I'm talking about how do I want to feel when I end my spiritual process. When I have that wonderful Mirtivela. When I'm able to really, really imbibe the points of the Murli, when I'm able to do a service of high quality, what will be my face when I'm able to do that? How will be my mind? How will be my behavior with others? What will happen at that moment? Because if I don't plan the end, it will come anyway. But maybe I sow there a seed of mango, and it came a fruit that I don't like. Pineapple. I like pineapple. It's just an example. You know, or I tried something. I really want to do something beautiful, and instead, something very bad happens with that. But if I plan the end, then I have a place to go. I have an aim in my mind. And one of the things that we notice, if we read the Muli carefully, both Sakar and Avyakt, is the fact that Baba, he does encourage us to think about how I'm going to be. Now, he's going to talk about, or he talked about, future and future. No, the future, how my future will be, how my face will be in the future. Because then I'm start to think about that process, how it will develop, what will be the fruit I want, what will be the new seed that will come from that. If I do the Amritivela how I want to do, what will be the result? And it's extremely important. Especially nowadays. No, nowadays we don't have many seniors around, we don't have the daddies quite available for us. Our meeting with Bab Dada is very subtle nowadays. Extremely subtle. So it's a time where we have to think more in terms of what I want to take from that experience. Because when you really feel what I want to take from that experience, it doesn't matter all the bad things that happen in between. You just take the best. And the best will be the thing that will create more opportunities to create a new process, a better process. And then your journey will go on. Because we don't know how many years we'll be around. We don't know how many other people we are going to meet. We don't know what will happen in the future. One sister of us, no, from Argentina, Sister Guilhermina, no, she used to live, some of you know her, she used to live nearby Gansarova. I met her in October. She was a little sick, but just a little sick. She was quite okay. And then she left the body, just like that. So I came here, and there in Bogota, we are talking which memorial Guilhermina left. And I thought about her smile. No, that was, I used to say, that was a certain smile. I mean, she was always smiling, no matter what situation she was going through. Even when she was not well, still there was a soft smile in her face. So anything can happen to any one of us. So it's important to think about the Om and start to build upon that. Build upon that reality. Because we cannot go backwards. We cannot go back to Brahma Bhava, to Shiva Baba entering to him. We cannot go physically to that moment. But anytime we can have that experience, anytime we can invoke and feel. And it's not imagination, it's reality. I'm feeling as I'm meeting God. Because I am doing that. So the idea of Om is like that. The beginning and the end, they will join together in a circle. they will get together and they will be close again. So there will be a full circle in my life. So I have to be careful about how I'm going to start. So next time you say Om Shanti to someone, think about the Om you are saying to that person. Because the meaning of Om is I am, who I am. So what's the who I am? What am I really at this moment in time? So it's almost 7 p.m. So we're going to do half an hour yoga. But before yoga, let's think about this half an hour meditation as a process. So we are going to start with Om. Do you like to sing, to chant Om or not? Because some of us, we are doing now. Nirverbai, in fact, he's promoting Om as a health solution. And every day, not today, sorry, but every day, I chant Om Shanti. I do it. So we can start with chanting Om. But it's just the sound. Doesn't matter. Inside the self, first, let me think. What's the new process I'm starting? Second, what's the importance of the beginning of that process? And third, how do I visualize the accomplishment, the success of that process? So when we do the 7 o'clock p.m., so think this is a new process. I'm going to sow a seed 7 p.m. So what type of seed I'm going to sow? Going to plant. Second, check the importance of that those first minutes are the first thoughts I'm going to have in this meditation. And how do I want to finish that meditation? Nobody will be a flying nun, because it will be very complicated to explain to the government if someone goes out flying, right? It will be complicated. So it's not physically. But let's have our mind flying. Let's have ourselves flying to Baba. Okay? Is it okay? Yeah? Do you understand? Yes? No? I don't know. Okay? Okay, so let's have some yoga. Let's start chanting Om. Yeah. So you know it's easy. Just breathe.